How knoweth this man letters, having never learned? So here's where we begin to see the offense taken of Christ in his doctrine and his teaching. Because when it says there in verse 14, he went to the temple and taught. Well, that's what doctrine is. When you read down in verse 16, Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine, my teaching, that over which you marvel, is not mine, but is his that sent me. Now, when he says that that doctrine is not mine, so here was the offense, first of all, regarding Christ and his teaching. The sense here of knowing letters particularly had to do with scripture learning. How is it that he knows the scriptures as he does? Well, you can't have any better teacher than the Lord himself. And that's why, even as we sang before we got into this word, break thou the bread of life, dear Lord, to me. I'm here as a spokesperson, but I will tell you this, none can teach us concerning Christ and concerning his word than Christ himself. You say, well, how does he teach? He teaches you by his spirit. And he teaches you through this word. That's the voice we need to hear. I've often said, if the only voice you hear in this preaching is my voice, we're all in trouble. Because I'm but the spokesman. And yet people, they get upset at the messenger. This is why it's vital for me, as we go down through verse by verse through scripture. Get upset if you will, but deal with the scripture, because this is the word of the Lord. In the book of Revelation, everybody reads Revelation as if it pertains to some yet future unfulfilled prophecies to come. But when you read in the book of Revelation, you'll find many parallels between what was revealed to Daniel that should take place in the first century and what John wrote about what it says there in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ and the things that should shortly come to pass. People have put a big parenthesis between when John wrote that and somehow then all of this is going to take place in the end. I believe if you read the book of Revelation in line with what Daniel has it says, you'll see the parallel. For example, Revelation 17, it says here that there's a conflict. That's what he's describing. He says, the beast that thou sawest was. So again, Daniel refers to a beast, the fourth beast. This would have been the Roman Empire at the time. The beast that thou sawest was and is not and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder. The Roman Empire had such dominance at that time that even the thought of it being destroyed was unheard of. And yet here the Lord is saying that they that dwell on the earth shall wonder. It's talking about natural people whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. So even in all of this, there were these saints that God had written their names already, and he would preserve them even through all of this. And they would not worship the idolatry of the Roman government.